Chapter 7. The Instruction of Kuratan. The wardrobe door creaked open as Lo cautiously emerged from it. Lo's heart was racing as he exhaled an icy breath. Lo paused as the chirp of crickets flooded the room. Treading softly, Lo ventured into the living room area of the house, his eyes searching frantically through the living room and widened at the sight of toppled furniture and claw marks embedded into the floor. With a deep breath, Loke walked cautiously as he exited the cottage. As Loke stepped out, his body froze when his eyes caught sight of the Scannis engaged in a vicious battle with a man. The Scannis patrolled the man with a vicious snarl and lunged at the man, who swung his sword repelling the attack. An involuntary scream escaped Loke's throat. The Scannis turned his attention towards Loke, narrowed his eyes and huddled towards him. Loke sealed his eyes shut, his body trembling, remaining frozen. The piercing cries of the Scannis sliced through Loke's ears. Loke quickly opened his eyes, only to witness a blood-stained sword slicing through the Scannis' chest. The lifeless creature fell to the ground as the sword was removed, revealing the stranger who Loke had seen before. Exhausted, the stranger collapsed to the ground. Seizing the opportunity, Loke retreated inside his living room area, seeking refuge. Loke hid under the wobbly wooden table, his body shivering with fear. Eventually, the footsteps echoed through the hardwood floors. The stranger shouted, "Boy, where are you, boy? It's okay. I promise I won't hurt you." Loke clenched his jaw to stifle his sobs, sat still under the table, not daring to move. The stranger shouted, "Come out, boy. Please, don't be afraid. It's not safe to stay here. I'll protect you, but please come out from wherever you're hiding." Loke remained frozen in hiding as the stranger's mud-soaked feet moved around the cottage. The footsteps halted right before Loke, and then the stranger's face appeared. The stranger reached down and grabbed Loke's arm, but Loke fought back, sinking his teeth into the stranger's flesh. The stranger recoiled, cursing under his breath. The stranger took a deep breath and lowered himself to Loke's level, gazing into Loke's eyes. The stranger's voice softened as he reached out to take Loke's hand. "Please come with me, boy," the stranger said. "It's too dangerous here. I will protect you." Loke hesitated momentarily, then nodded, placing his hand in the stranger's hand and rising to his feet. Loke blurted out, his voice crackling with fear. "I can't. I can't leave. What about my parents and dogs? Did you see them?" The stranger's face fell. He lowered his head. "I'm sorry," he mumbled. "I didn't see any humans or animals alive besides the Scannis. I am afraid they are gone." At these words, a wave of grief washed over Loke, who stood still, frozen, staring at the stranger in the eyes, trying to process what he just said. "Come on, boy, we must go now," the stranger said as he moved. The stranger winced in pain, putting his hand to his side of his hip, lifting his hand, which was covered in blood. Stranger turned to Loke. "I need to get medical treatment and other supplies for a journey. I need to go to Hulva's door." Loke nodded. The stranger let out a heavy breath as his face lined with pain. Loke felt the stranger grab him by the side the moment they left the cottage, guiding him behind the stranger. The stranger started whistling loudly. Loke shouted, "What are you doing?" The stranger ignored Loke. They could hear a loud noise of something rushing towards them, getting louder and closer. Loke's body shook as he peered cautiously behind the stranger. The powerful, reverberating vibrations of the horse's hoof thud against the ground as the horse emerged from the forest, answering the stranger call. Their horse suddenly stopped in front of the stranger. As Loke felt the stranger lifting him on top of the back of the horse and saw the stranger carefully taking off his black hooded cloak, placing over Loke's head, restricting Loke's view. The stranger grasped on the horse's bridle, leading them through the deserted Kuratan village. "Don't look around," the stranger cautioned, his voice low and urgent. "Just focus on the horse's mane." Loke, however, ignored the warning, pushed the hood out of his eyes, and desperately began scanning the village for his parents. The lingering smell of charred embers pre-mated the village, accompanied by the squawks of crows overhead. Luke saw with horror the lifeless bodies of his neighbours, his throat tightening with anguish. Swiftly redirecting his gaze to horse's mane, Luke heeded the stranger's previous request. Overwhelmed with emotion, he stared through the strands of the horse's mane, refusing to dwell on the fate that befell his village and his family. Suddenly, the horse came to a halt. Lifting his gaze, Luke realized they had stopped in front of Uslof's cottage. Luke turned his attention to the stranger, who met his gaze and spoke sternly. "I need to check the cottage for supplies. Stay on the horse and alert me if you notice anything. I will come out if anything happens." At that moment, an ear-piercing roar from Ascanus ripped through the icy air, causing Luke's eyes to widen in terror as he tightened his grip onto the horse. With a swift precision, the stranger spun around, striking the horse's rear abruptly and setting it to a frightened gallop with Luke still mounted. Desperately clinging on the horse, Luke managed to steal one last look at the stranger before the horse galloped on. The stranger's finger got smaller and smaller until he disappeared entirely from view. And then Luke focused straight into the dark, eerie forest before him. Without warning, the horse skidded to an abrupt stop, the surprise nearly jolting Luke from his seat. As Luke lifted his gaze, he was met with an enveloping darkness. Gradually, his eyes adapted to the darkness while a chilling, howling wind brushed his face and goosebumps prickled on his skin. Slowly, Luke dismounted. The hooting owls, rustling leaves engulfed him as he took a deep, calming breath. Luke stepped further into the forest. The wind's roar amplified, morphing the gentle hoots of owls into a harsh cowing of crows. Unseen presence seemed to follow him, intensifying his sense of unease. The forest felt alive and watchful, and a sudden shiver ran down Luke's spine as his hands grew clammy. A sudden commotion among the leaves startled a flock of birds into flight, their shrill cries slicing through the air. Before Luke could react, an icy hand clasped over his mouth, silencing his startled gasp. A soft, deep voice murmured in his ear, "Be calm. I will not harm you." The hand released him, and Luke spun around, his nerves melting away as he recognized the stranger. The stranger lifted Luke effortlessly onto the horse. After securely positioning Luke in the saddle, the stranger climbed onto the horse's back and urged it into a steady trot. As they moved, the stranger spoke, "I will take you to the town of Veriton. It's one of the few places I know where you'll be taken care of." Confused, Luke queried, "Why can't I stay with you?" The stranger exhaled a heavy sigh. "I am a nomad," he confessed. "I don't have a home or a safe place for a young boy like you. You'll be much safer in Veriton. The people there are kind and will take care of you, and they owe me a favour." The stranger seized the reins, nudged the horse's flank with his legs, and commanded, "Heya!" The horse surged forward, carrying them deeper into the mysterious of the forest.